Well, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Jack has caught it. Sharon!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Show!
And boy, we have a good show for you.
We have a hot show for you.
We got a really good show for you.
A show full of hotness.
Yeah.
Which is heat.
Which is fire.
Exactly.
But before we get into anything, you are listening to the host that does the most, even when he's making toast. The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here is...
Is the four-time... Ballon d'Or winner, the three-time World Cup winner, about to make it four right now in 2022, the one, the only, DJ Sticks.
All of those are just self-proclaimed, I'm just letting y'all know.
No, these are official stats that FIFA has released. You can go search. You'll see them. But before we... kick everything off, listen to this hot jam.
Listen to this track.
Radio has never been better.
are back. We are here ready to kick it. And we have to talk about this.
Okay.
Right? So, I remember last year, we were rallying up together.
Yeah.
To fight against the European Super League.
Yeah. I also remember.
You know, and I remember we were all against this thing because we're like, it is the death to football.
Mm-hmm. It posed a great threat.
And so this was supposed to be, this was like April last year. And almost a year later.
Yeah.
We are having something quite similar. If not the exact same, but similar.
Mm. Yeah.
But now it's coming out from UEFA.
For real.
And that is called, so it's the new UEFA format.
Yeah.
So I'm calling it the UEFA Super League.
The UEFA Super League.
And reason being, so as we go through the format, you're going to hear the changes and stuff. And the issue, I'll then obviously explain the issues I have.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss each change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first change that's coming in, right? So this will be coming in from the 2024 to 2025 season.
Yeah.
So that means what? We're going to the 2022-2023 season. So we have two seasons left of what the UEFA Champions League we love.
Classic UEFA. The legendary.
So instead of 32 teams, we're going to be going to 36 teams.
Mm.
So it's going to be a 36-team UEFA Champions League. Meaning instead of 125 games, we're going to be having 189 games.
Whoa.
Here's already my first issue. Okay. In the get-go. Like, if you listen to, like, Klopp's interviews, some of Pep's interviews, managers are crying for less game time, you know? Time for players to rest.
Yeah.
You look at a Liverpool squad. A Liverpool squad can go through FA Cup, Carabao Cup,
Premier League.
And then they have UEFA still.
Yeah.
That's too much for them. They need to, that's already a lot.
That's four competitions.
And now once they add more matches into UEFA, they're going to be playing more matches.
Yeah.
And already because of, and the reason for this, the main reason for the more game time is that they can have more, what is it called? Because they get paid to be on TV.
Hmm.
Right, the filming payments, right, from their filming rights. And now that's the problem now they're having with the Premier League, because now the Premier League scheduling is around that as well.
Yeah.
That's why you're really going to get a Liverpool versus Man United at specific times of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, unless it was a match that was rescheduled, they'll normally try hit it at specific times where they can get the peak. Like peak watch time.
Sunday night.
Mm. Saturday, like late afternoon.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I've ever seen a Man United versus Liverpool happen during the goal rush. You know, where there's like four matches happening at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll either do it earlier or later.
Mm.
And now, so obviously now that's the main thing. Yeah, it's revenue focused, right?
Mm.
But now a threat that I read this past week was that they might abolish the Carabao Cup.
What?
Because they need to reduce the game time. Then it's something that people don't really watch a lot until the finals or semifinals.
Who is this? The FA?
The FA. But now this becomes a problem for smaller clubs now, because now smaller clubs can make match day revenues and filming revenue on those days.
Isn't the Carabao Cup also like a European thingy? If you win that cup, then you get a
European spot.
European spot.
You probably have to. Look, that one is not like 100% confirmed. It was something that was discussed.
Yeah.
Or something that was brought up, or a rumor that was brought up that this could be a potential thing that they have to do.
Hmm. Interesting.
And I see it as like just as a bit of a problem in terms of like the players themselves, because now they're going to be playing themselves dry.
Hmm.
Because now you're going to be playing. So obviously it's not all the whole 189 games one team.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. But now, I think you also have an additional, four teams. So you'll have group stage, you're playing them. So you'll have...
And we'll get to that. That's another part, right?
Hmm.
So now...
Can't wait.
Yes. So two slots, right? I hope I read this right. So two of the new four slots. So the four added slots, right?
Yeah.
Two of them will be awarded to countries whose clubs has achieved the best collective performance over the previous season. So how well your country did in Europe.
Yeah.
How well they did is now going to determine whether you get an extra spot.
Hmm.
This means, right? This season, what we're in the finals. It's a Spanish team, an English team, in the finals of the last bits of knockout stages. We had a lot of Netherlands teams and a lot of English teams.
Yeah.
So the team, the countries that did the best would be the Premier League and the Eredivisie.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning an extra spot will be given to the Premier League. Meaning that if we were in the 2024-2025 season, right?
Okay.
Who's number five right now? Tottenham would have qualified for UEFA.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
We had five English teams.
And then in the Netherlands, the third or second team would also qualify for the UEFA Champions League. I mean, you need to be more space, more space in it, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'll go through the whole issue I have with this all in all. And then it says UEFA also confirms that another place will go to the third place league team in the world, right? So the third place league team in the country standing fifth in their ranks. So UEFA has a coefficient league type thing, right?
Yeah.
So currently the fifth ranked team, right, in Europe, I'll tell you now, the fifth ranked, not team, the fifth ranked league,
yeah,
right, in the world right now is Serie A. Is it Serie A? Yes, it's the Serie A. And now that means that they're going to have an extra position inside UEFA Champions League.
So that's also fifth place now. They are fifth place.
Hmm. Thinking, is it them or La Liga? Who's actually fifth ranked in UEFA? There we go.
I'm seeing...
I was on the wrong place. I'm going to UEFA right now.
Okay.
So in UEFA, right? The fifth ranked is France.
It's France, yeah.
So France will get an extra sitting in UEFA.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's number six is... So number five is France, then it's Germany, then Italy, then Spain, then England.
Hmm.
So yeah, that means France gets an extra space according to the new format.
So that's five teams now from France.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it should be four. I don't think
they normally have four.
They normally have like three. How do you spell it? Luke. They normally have like about three teams in there, not four. You can do a quick check on that. But anyway,
top three, yes.
Yeah, they have top three.
Yeah.
So now they all have four positions, right? And then another one will go to, so the fourth position will go to a domestic champion, but by extending it from the champion's path from four to five clubs that can qualify via the champion's path. Right, so those are teams that win their league, but they don't get automatically entered into the group stage, what we'll have as the group stage now of UEFA Champions League, but they will have to go through the entire champion's path. So they go through their own knockout stages of some sort, qualifiers.
Champions qualifiers.
Champions League qualifiers.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay.
Now, again, an issue I have. Right? The issue I have here is that why are we not bringing new teams in? You know? Like, if I'm not mistaken, Scotland still go through the champions path. The winners of the Scottish Premier League go through the champions path. If we have an extra space to give in, why don't we just allow them to come in?
Yeah.
Them and their second place.
Yeah.
Why don't we allow more European teams to come in?
Instead of
giving it to
extending.
Yeah. And then second thing, this is UEFA Champions League.
Champions.
Originally, it was called the European Champions League. It was the European Champions Cup.
Yeah.
And it was called that because the teams that came in were the champions of the different leagues. And then we extended it. Right? We extended it and then we made the European Cup. And then we extended the European Cup's positions. How many people? Because that was supposed to be for all the second places.
Yeah.
Now, because we extended UEFA, we then had to extend the European Cup.
All the way to the next sixth place now.
Right? So now I'm just going to the current standing of the EPL.
The Premier League log.
Right? So right now we have, so European competitions are available all the way up till seventh place. Right? And then bear in mind, what I've been speaking about right now is going to be implemented not only in UEFA, but Europa and in the Conference League.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that means England will be getting from position 1 to 5. That's position 1 to 5 will be UEFA.
Whoa.
Right? Position 5, 6, 7 will be
Europa.
Position 8 and 9 would be Conference League.
Wait, how many teams in Europa?
So right now we have two positions going to Europa.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have three.
So
that's 6, 7 and 8.
No. So remember, I'm starting from UEFA. So UEFA will go all the way up to 5.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. To be So it'd be up to 5. You're right, actually. It'd be up to 5, and then Europa would be 6, 7, and 8.
Crazy.
And then Conference League would be 9 and 10.
So that's the Premier League's entire top half.
Top half.
Europe.
What? What is the fight about?
No.
I feel like, because of this, we could be now taking away the value of the prestigiousness of playing in a European spot.
Yeah.
Already the addition of the Conference League kind of did that, because, you know, a lower teams now have, they don't really have to fight as hard, you know? And I find that as a problem. Look, I like the Conference League. I see its benefits for smaller sides, right? But at the same time, enlarging it is not going to make it any better. The prestige will now go away of being a European challenging side.
The value. Yeah.
And I just have a huge problem with that.
And you also have other teams who've won their leagues, but then they still have to now fight with people who are number 11 and 10 of their leagues, and that's not fair. Like, I won my league.
Yeah.
But there's no...
And then number 5 and 6 in what you, in number 5 in England gets to go in. And now here's the issue now. So now this goes in to a play to a team, right?
Yeah.
This goes to a team if their league was performing well. So Premier League, so it says the Premier League performed very well in Europe this season, right? Meaning that they would have had the extra spot. Now number 5 can potentially go to Manchester United. Now, because of the performance Liverpool and Man City put in, they are rivals.
Wait.
Their rivals are going to get a money boost because they're playing in UEFA, meaning they can, their rivals, which will be Man United, if Man United comes out fifth, right? Their rivals for next season will get more money because they're going into UEFA, right? To build up their squad to challenge them next season.
What?
And also with this, you know, like, how are smaller teams, or how are, yeah, how are smaller teams ever going to come into this?
It actually doesn't benefit.
Because now, if the Premier League gets that extra spot, that means their fifth place gets more money. Means when their fifth place then gets to build up their squad better.
And they get stronger.
And they're going to have five teams inside the UEFA Champions League, meaning they have a bigger chance of getting to the knockouts of the Premier League, meaning that, you see this.
Yeah, they're going to get the chance again to be in UEFA next season.
To get that extra spot.
Because they're going to sign new players, get better coaches. So it actually benefits.
And then lastly, the other huge problem I have with this is this has made this unnecessarily complicated, you know. And this is like, for somebody who's, you know, when somebody wants to come into football and you explain to them UEFA Champions League, it's easy.
Mm.
You have X amount of groups, top two go into a round of 16. It's now bracket knockouts, right? Two legs. You win the first leg, you have to go play the second leg.
Yeah.
Then you go through to quarterfinals, after quarterfinals, semifinals, after semifinals, finals, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all going away.
No.
There's no more going to be group stages.
No.
They're going to have what's called the Swiss model.
No.
Right? So basically, instead of group stages, it's going to be a league standing, right? Where each team is going to play 8 times in the league phase. As a minimum. So it could change, right? So as a minimum, each team is going to play 8 times. 4 home games, 4 away games. Based off of your seeding, so how you sit in the coefficient rankings, right?
Hmm.
Now here's the thing, you're not going to. I was hearing that you're not going to play the same team home and away. Right, that's the first issue. Number two, now you know how in the group stages, right? I'm playing you.
Yeah.
I'm playing another person, right? And then you're going to be playing both of us. We're playing the exact same teams. Meaning that it's not going to be like, because I have 3 easy teams that I'm playing and you're playing 3 hard teams, that I get a better standing than you. It's fair. Now, what happens if Man City, you know, have the type of run they get in the Carabao Cup, where they're playing 3 easier teams?
Yeah.
They play 3 easy teams, right? So, out of their 8 games, they play 4 easy teams, so half of their games are guaranteed wins. And then now, your first 4 games is Barcelona, Real Madrid, PSG, and your West Ham.
Insane.
Like, it makes no sense. So, okay, anyway, cool. So the top 8 sides will qualify automatic to the knockout phases, right?
Yeah.
So they make it automatically to the round of 16, top 8. Then from number 9 to 24, we'll play a 2-legged playoff to decide who reaches the knockout stage.
More fixtures.
So out of that 28, they now want to get another, out of the 9 to 24, they want to get 8 to go join the 8 to automatically promoted to the knockout phases. That means then from number 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36. Those ones are immediately knocked out.
Eliminated.
I'm not a huge fan of this.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Like, as I read through articles, you know, I'm literally getting, like, comments like this. So, this is a bit complicated in principle, but will be easier to understand once the tournament gets underway. One thing that made football nice was that it was very new user-friendly, meaning when somebody was coming in, they could easily understand specific things about the sport.
Yeah.
You know, and now with all of this, it's becoming like an American sport.
It's messy.
And I'm not a huge fan of that. And look, there are positives. Let me not be the guy who looks at all the negatives.
Yeah, there
you know, some clubs that don't have huge investors like Man City, you know, where they have a whole country backing them, like what? Newcastle, you know.
What?
Getting more games helps bring more revenue in.
Yeah, ticket sales.
Ticket sales and as sales. Well, yeah, T-shirt sales as well as when they're playing you on BT Sports, you're getting paid for that. You know, the filming rights.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is going to monopolize the European League.
Yeah.
And we are basically now doing what the Super League wanted, where certain teams are never going to be dethroned from there.
Yeah.
And this new system is going to significantly reduce the chances of miracles such as Ajax reaching the semi-finals like they did the 2018-19 season, or Leipzig reaching the semis as well in the 2019-20 season.
Yeah. I think it's, again, it's a thing of, it's going to suit the bigger teams.
Yeah.
The bigger clubs.
And less significant clubs like Tottenham and Arsenal and Sheffield are going to always end up in Europa.
Yeah.
This is UEFA crumbling to the bigger teams.
But I think this is also, it's about the money. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's about the money. We saw as well, EA and thingy and FIFA, the split.
Mm.
It was money based.
Yeah.
So again, it's another issue.
But you know, one thing that could come out of this,
yeah,
the smaller clubs are going to get frustrated with this, and we could see breakaway leagues, breakaway systems.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a championship side, and I'm looking at this, and I'm an owner of championship sites, you know, your Nottingham Forest, your Sheffield Wednesday, your, especially teams like Norwich, and so these teams, you know, even Watford.
Yeah.
Freaking hell, you look at, what's this team? It's in the championship right now. Not Nottingham. They were literally in my head a few minutes ago.
What, Fulham?
Not Fulham. Luton Town.
Oh, Luton Town.
Luton Town, their entire squad costs 1.5 million. And now they're going to be coming into the Prem, and they're probably going to get, if they go through the knockout stages, they're probably going to get relegated.
Yeah.
We're seeing the same teams come from the Championship into the Premier League out of the Championship. There's just no more competition. And if I'm their owners and I'm seeing something like this, and I'm going to be like, no, the wealth gap is just going to grow. It's going to grow.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, I'm not, this is not competitive anymore. I'll be speaking to the other teams in the championship and say, let's break away. I'll be speaking to other clubs in Europe and being like, let's break away. There's actually no point for you guys. Yeah. What are you playing for? If you don't have big investors, what are you actually playing for? Because here, the richer clubs are just going to get richer.
That's it.
You're going to have less situations like last year with West Ham becoming a European fighting side. Because your European fighting sides are just going to become richer and richer as well.
It's going to be the same teams over and over and over again.
Yeah. To think about it, last season, was it what? Tottenham went into the Conference League.
Yeah.
And Arsenal didn't qualify for Europe at all.
No.
And you had the likes of Leicester who went to Europe. And you had the likes of West Ham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those are not your normal big household names.
Nope.
And that's what makes football beautiful.
That's what makes it fun.
Like the West competition.
Ham, West Ham plays their first ever semi-final, you know, history being made.
In over 30 years.
Mm.
And what's happening now? You're having clubs like Nottingham Forest, who used to be European champions.
Twice.
Struggling to make it back into the Premier League.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if this doesn't call, and the problem is if we allow football to go this stage. I remember last year there was talks about making the World Cup every second year. Every year, it was either every year or every second year.
Yeah. Can't.
Literally, if owners of other clubs and if support groups allow this to carry on, we're going to, football will become a franchise.
Yeah. Value will be lost. And the prestige.
The prestige is just going to be gone. To old fans of football, the moments we love to see is just going to disappear. It will still be fun. Don't get me wrong. Basketball is fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're less likely to have specific moments you have in football, in basketball, because of how it is.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Football as you know it.
Could be dead. And that's how we end our show. On that note.
Yes.
You've been listening to DJ Stones. And with me here,
DJ Sticks.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.